Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, this is it!
This is Top Flight Time Machine, I am Andy Hotbody Dawson. Bow, bow, bow!
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney, so what?
Welcome along to the Monday morning episode, you get it, on a Sunday evening, if you're a subscriber to the Iron Filing Society. You can also watch this one in vision on our YouTube channel, where we are videoing ourselves doing it. That sounded wrong. and Sam, I've asked you to stay close to your microphone for technical reasons.
Yeah, that's why I went out of shot.
You're looming. Oh, you've moved back now, but you were looming right into the the camera.
Okay.
Oh, it's like a Beastie Boys video, isn't it? A fisheye lens or something.
Yeah.
I'm giving it all. Go on, throw some shapes.
Hype Williams.
Come on.
Hype Williams.
Yeah.
I think he was the guy, wasn't he? Hype something, and he do them all on fish lens. P. Diddy favoured it, but we can't talk about him no more, can we? He's turned out to be a wrong one, although we could have guessed that.
He's turned out to be a massive... Allegedly, I don't think there's been any charges yet, but I mean, come on. We'll not see any more. Would you like to play an imaginary trumpet for a little bit?
Yeah, all right.
Should we do that together?
Yeah,
go. Jazz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were you joining in there, or were you doing that muted?
You were doing the sound well, so I just thought I'd pretend that I was playing the same tune as you.
Well, we do it again next time. You can maybe play like percussion or something.
I didn't want to clash. If there was two different trumpets going on at once, it could have been awful. Yeah, I'll do another instrument.
That's jazz, though, isn't it?
Double bass.
Oh, good. Give us a bit of that, yeah.
Spin it round.
Keep doing it. Very good.
Good
put it as a single.
Musical episode.
What's happening? Anything?
I got a new watch, a new Casio. Listeners will know, for many years I've been rocking the gold Casio, which to my mind is the best timepiece available to man. But recently I've just been thinking about the classic black one that you had when you were a kid, because I didn't have a gold one when I was a kid. It was too high class. So, and I thought, I like these. They're sweat resistant when I'm out running or in the gym.
Right.
And there's something really classic about them. I just felt nostalgic. And I looked on Amazon. It's only 15 quid, mate. These watches will last...
That's good.
It'll last for fucking ever, right? Forever. It's got all the things you'd hope. Like, it's got date, time. It's got timer, stopwatch. It's got a little light for if you need to look at it in the night. Oh, what time is it? I'll just use my little light on my watch. Brilliant.
That's beautiful, yeah.
And... The other good thing about it is that it doesn't make you look like a fucking cunt with a micro penis like those big expensive silvery watches that dickheads wear. Mm. So it's almost like
they
announcement to the world. Yeah, they keep getting robbed in London, according to Kevin Peterson.
Going to London today, Sadiq Khan. Look, I'm having to. I'll have to put on my Casio in case someone chops off my wrist. Which I've heard they've all been doing.
I've had to remove my wedding ring and stuff it up my arse, and I've drawn a little wedding ring on in pen instead.
Yeah, crime rates are lower in London than they were 10 years ago. And violent crime's fucking hugely lower in London than it was in the early 80s or the mid 80s when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just like, the stats are like unbelievable. Quite aside
You've
from anything...
You've told us about the crime rate back then.
Quite
aside... You were usually the victim.
Yeah. Quite aside from anything else, it's not the mayor's fucking job anyway. He's got no control over how many police we have on the street whatsoever.
I'm pretty sure the government of
it's the government. Of,
yeah, massively reduced the number of police.
He has no budget for police. He can, to some extent, influence policy, right? But he's got no budget over it at all. And it's just a fucking... It's a fucking idiots and weirdo Tories from the home counties like fucking Kevin Peterson who shit themselves about fucking coming to town. It's fucking hell. Listen... Fucking chill out. It's fine in London. No one's going to fucking rob you unless you're a fucking knob about it, which would be the same anywhere.
Where's,
you've got a what?
Where's Kevin
chance.
Peterson from?
He's from. Is he from Australia or is he from South Africa?
South Africa?
Fucking bit rich
what's,
coming
what's,
from
what's
him.
The crime rate there?
Yeah. Oh, can you wear your fucking watch down the street in Johannesburg but not in fucking Westminster? I doubt it. And Westminster is actually the highest crime rate of all the boroughs in London. Right. It's not some place that you might think in an impoverished part of South London or East London. It's Westminster.
Why is that then?
Because it's the highest footfall. You know, it's a proportional thing. So there's more people there. There's a lot of tourists there. Maybe
Science Museum.
Yes, and of course the Science Museum I think is in Kensington and Chelsea. But I think that might come second.
Of course it is. That's where you get off the off at South Kensington to go there, don't you?
If we're a satire, if we're a satire show, we'd go. I'll tell you why the crime rate's highest in Westminster because the bloody House of Parliament's full of criminals. Am I right? Next week on Radio 4, two cunts and a teapot.
Oh, I was going to look for a little bit of an applause sound effect there, but I think the moment's gone.
And then, like, someone...
I think the moment is
and
gone.
And then people sitting at home fucking listening to it are just laughing at home in their fucking Cotswold kitchens, going, oh, delicious, delicious. Oh, so naughty, so naughty, but actually true.
What's this?
Yeah, anyway, there you go. Fucking hell. For shitting yourself. There's more violent crime in fucking Manchester. Not that I'm fucking pointing fingers at Manchester either. Everyone wants to stop fucking shitting themselves a bit. But frankly,
I love Manchester.
Yeah.
But I'll say this. I love Manchester. One of my favourite cities. But you're never more than 20 feet away from a fucking wrong un.
Yeah. I mean...
I'm sorry.
London's a huge fucking city, and it's like, I mean, if you walk down the street in certain parts of London with a big fucking 50 grand watch twinkling on your wrist, then you might get yourself into a fucking hotspot. But frankly, that could be the case anywhere. Just like, maybe don't go around with a fucking silly watch on.
The snooker players wear them. The snooker players wear them big watches.
While they're playing?
And I don't know how. While they're playing, I always look at that and I think, how can that enhance your game? Surely. I mean, they'll have sponsorship deals, I reckon. They'll have been given the watches by Timex, Rolex, FedEx, whoever it is that does all the watches. But surely if it's on your left hand and you're putting that hand down on the table to cue on, that's got to affect your balance almost.
Absolutely.
Centre of gravity.
Absolutely. And that's,
weird.
I mean, what about in the bedroom as well? I mean, you know, most, I'd assume, I don't know. Andy, let me ask you something personal. You don't have to answer. Are you a daily watch wearer?
No, I haven't worn a watch for years. Not since I got a smartphone. I've not worn a watch.
In the days you wore a watch, would you remove your watch before making love?
It depends on the circumstances.
You don't have to answer.
It depends on the if it was a pre-planned calendar-based lovemaking session.
Calendar lovemaking.
You know, like twice a month kind of thing.
On the allotted days,
If it was booked in, then I'd probably remove the watch in the same way I would remove each item of clothing individually. Socks, sock garters. Everything.
Oh yeah.
If it was an emergency lovemaking session, which rarely happens.
Yeah, but you never know.
Watch would stay on.
That's you don't want to piss about, do you?
But I would only ever use my right hand. I'm not going to go into that.
No, let's just leave that. Yeah, I mean, I could, with a Casio, say if I find myself in an emergency lovemaking situation, well, the odds aren't stacked in its favour, but, you know, that's why they call it an emergency. You don't know.
But it's quite lightweight. So
it's lightweight. I could leave it on. It wouldn't be a problem. Big fucking
heavy.
You could
time yourself.
But yeah. Hold on a minute. I don't know if I mentioned this, darling, but my new Casio does have a stopwatch function. And also, as we always make love in the dark, on my own insistence, because I am a nervous lovemaker, I will just use the little light function on the watch to just check that I've started the stopwatch. Right, that's it. We are off. Let's go.
And you can go back to that at some point and use the light again just to see how you're doing personal best-wise.
Yeah.
So have you got anything you need to aim for?
Oh, I've broken 40 seconds. Not so much of a two-pump pirate now, am I?
A four-pump pirate, I think you'll find, madam.
That's roughly one pump every 10 seconds. Well, such is the way of the nervous lovemaker.
Thank you for joining me in this wonderful experience. It was sensational.
So I'm quite I'm pleased with the watch. It arrived this morning. I bought it yesterday. And you say, I don't know if you have ever been surprised by Amazon on a Sunday. You might order something on Saturday, think, oh, that'll turn up on Monday. Sometimes. Sunday afternoon. Knock, knock.
Sunday.
What's this cunt want? Where's Miss Stoney? Where's the Terminator? Some cunt's knocking around my house on fucking Sunday afternoon. I don't give a shit who it is. They're getting sparked. Open the door. Oh, hello. Yeah, here you go. I brought your Casio for you. Cheers, Posty. I was absolutely delighted. Yeah. But I haven't set it up yet. I might have to ask my son to do that because it's been a few years since I've set up a Casio. There's a lot of fiddling around with the buttons. Up. Yeah, you got to get the time. At the moment, it says...
Do they not come pre-timed?
At the moment, it says it's Saturday the 3rd, and it says it's 5:17. Well, all of that is wrong. So I've got to fiddle with the buttons to get it all right.
It's a shame. You think it will come box fresh, box ready?
There's it's probably been shipped from Japan, isn't it? I mean... They don't know when it's eventually going to end up in someone's hands or where.
Well, yeah, they should do. They should do.
It's not like this one. Oh, we receive order from... That's the sound of one of them big drums being hit. We have received order from man in Barnes, London.
One order.
For one Casio Classic water-resistant watch with stop clock and light function. Quick.
For nervous lovemaker.
Sound like another British nervous lovemaker. Those British, they're so uptight. Anyway, go and fetch me a watch and we shall ready it for Greenwich Mean Time. It's not like that, mate.
No,
they've got a huge fucking
like that,
factory.
Right.
They're knocking out these fucking watches like nobody's business. And then they ship them off and they haven't got a fucking clue where they're going to land or what day it'll be when it gets there. So it's pop-up.
Right,
I will... Oh, yeah, it's a fun thing for me to do this evening after the pod, isn't it?
It'll kill a couple of minutes, I guess, yeah. Family time you could do.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking at this video thing we're doing and you've got incredible lighting. You look tanned.
I've got a desk lamp that I've set up. Do you want to see it? It's one of these that you attach to the desk.
Can you see it? Wow. We need to get them ring lights, the influencers all have.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
This one comes at the side. If I had a ring light, that would sit probably up up here. And, yeah. Yeah, it's nice to have a bit of light.
In the background. In the background there, I've got a Sainsbury's carrier bag, which you might be able to see, which is full of socks and underpants.
Oh.
That have been washed and dried and then need to be transported to my son's room because there's...
Oh, they're his, okay.
In case anyone's wondering what that is.
Just a bag full of pants and socks belonging to
a
boy.
Yeah. Nothing weird about that.
Yeah. And you can see my Gary Anderson Championship dartboard there as well.
There it is. How's the darts career going?
I'm enjoying it, but I've got to be honest, my son beats me pretty much every time we play. The problem is, I will get down to... I'm an experienced player, but I get down to 501 usually quick. I get down to zero quicker than him, but I can't finish.
Yeah.
I can't finish, mate. I cannot fucking finish. And he catches me up, and then he finishes first time.
Well, they say there's a phrase in darts: trebles for sure, doubles for door. If you can't hit your doubles, you're never going to win.
Yeah, man, I am. I was looking at YouTube tutorials the other day, thinking, "What am I doing wrong here?" But I don't know. I suppose it's just practice, isn't it?
I think it's just practice, muscle memory.
Yeah.
We've had an email from friend of the show and leading football commentator Nigel Adderley.
Oh, yeah.
I came across Super Teams on YouTube, which I didn't remember watching. And it's a spin-off from Superstars. And he says, obviously Superstars was massive, but the team events offer Jeff Capes, subject of interest, against Everton goalkeeper George Wood in sprint cycling before Capes does some table tennis in a sports centre in Eastleigh. This is what Gladiator should have been. And I'm keen to explore that. Super Teams, there's the whole thing. 51 minutes, 46 seconds of it.
Wow. Well, maybe
we'll... got Superstars, but they're on teams.
Maybe we'll deep dive.
Shooting,
deep
table
dive
tennis,
it.
Swimming. Fucking hell, 1979. Could be diveable.
Sounds very diveable. I might watch that tomorrow.
There we go. Oh, man, I've lost your... can't hear you.
Hello?
Because I played a fucking video.
Jalapeño.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you wouldn't be hearing this brief but annoying message if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that'll get right on your tits.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Jalapeño.
And we're back after a minor technical issue. Woo! Yeah, where were we? I don't know. Super Teams.
Super Teams.
Thanks for that, Nigel.
Yeah, cheers, Nigel. I saw tweeted by BBC Archive a brilliant clip of a bit of Noel play yesterday.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw it with the Gurners.
I didn't get a chance to watch
really,
it yet,
really, really strong bit of Noel play. But really, more than Noel himself, who is just on classic Noel form, it's the Gurning that really, you know, my kids hadn't seen Gurning. And I said, look at this. Have you ever seen a Gurner? And they were like, no. And I showed it to them and they were horrified. And they said, what's happening? Why are these men pulling such grotesque faces? And I said, well,
in the 80s
when we were kids, I said pretty much every single like entertainment television program would have a Gurner. And they were like, but that feels like something more from our grandparents' age or even our great-grandparents, like, you know, very early television or music hall. Like, here are some old men who will pull disgusting faces. And I said, you would think that, but right into the 80s, practically every show would have a slot where they go, right, guess what we've got for you this week? And they would always act, and this clip's a good example, they would always act as if the audience had never heard of or seen Gurners before, right? And that's what Noel's doing in this clip. I don't know what the show is, whether it's House Party or I think it's like might be the Late Late Breakfast show, judging by his hair. You can judge what era of Noel it is, can't you, by the hair? And
by the height and breadth and everything.
Yeah, and he's so I think it's not House Party. It's earlier than that. And he's like acting in that way where it's like, you know how Noel always is pretending to like laugh way more than the situation warrants, right? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That is like one of the classic sorts. That's a staple of Noel play, isn't it?
It's Noel play, playbook stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He's like absolutely like feigning hysteria over something that's just sort of at best mildly amusing, right? Yeah. And that's what he's doing. He's Gurners, but he always introduces it and then interviews the Gurners as if it's something completely new. And it brought me back to like thinking when I was like literally 9 or 10. Which is how old I probably was. I was watching, thinking, what the fuck? We know what a Gurner is. Gurners are on telly all the fucking time.
They used to be on. I tell you what, they were always on Nationwide.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. And that was a fucking...
Every night.
That was a news show. Even in fucking news had them on, right? And so, fine, look, I had no problem with Gurners being on. Usually if a Gurner came on, I wouldn't be like, whoa, fucking Gurners, but my reaction to a Gurner coming on would usually be, oh, good, we're going to get to see a Gurner. Mm-hmm.
And you'd never get bored of it, would you?
No, I wouldn't be.
You'd never get bored of a Gurner.
I wouldn't be gutted. Do you know what I mean? But I wouldn't be like, fucking hell, this is amazing. Do you know what I mean? I'd be like, yeah,
it's good. It's the Gurner again.
Gurner. It's a solid staple, television staple.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have that. Probably the most interesting part about the Gurners is the strange sort of tire-like thing that they put around their neck when they...
I think that's... Is that not a black pudding?
Yeah, what? I think that's... What, do you have any idea what that is or why they have to wear it when they go?
I'm gonna Google it. I don't do anything on my laptop because it will could accidentally blow this episode up again.
But while you look for Gurner... that, the other thing that I thought... Because I was looking at... I was thinking, God, all these shows... Noel or whoever, they all followed such a formula and they were all so strange. That's the main thing my kids say when I show them these clips is it's really strange. And all of the, my daughter says, all of the presenters seem like they're like really like weird perverts. And I go, yeah, they were. I said, literally like 30 years later, there was a huge investigation into all of them and all of them, not Noel, but
all.
Noel was the exception, right? But loads of them were done for being... terrible sexual fucking pervert and nonsense.
Noel and Hugh Scully are the only ones that evaded capture.
Yeah, well,
that
or
makes
maybe
it sound like they got away.
No,
with
they
it,
didn't.
It
didn't. They didn't do it. They didn't do anything. And
they just didn't do it.
But she, I was like, this is just the way it is. But he asked a question to one of them, right? Which is just a classic Noel question, or really most hosts of that era. He goes, he's acting like he's never heard or seen Gurning before. And he goes, so you're a Gurner, are you? And the bloke's gone, yeah. And he's gone, do you need any special qualifications to do this? And I thought, I thought that is the classic 80s question, isn't it? Like, you're interviewing someone who's doing something strange and frivolous, yeah. And the presenter thinks it's hilarious to ask if there's any special qualifications needed. Like, even on the news, on things like Nationwide or Pebble Mill, there'd be like a voiceover going, but for now, these Gurners, they go something like, there are no special formal qualifications required to be a Gurner, although it does take hours, perhaps years, of practice. And they'd do that whether you were a fucking Gurner or a hula hooper or a fucking budgerigar fucking capturer. Do you know what I mean? They'd always make that gag. Oh, you got your missing budgerigar bureau t-shirt on there.
I have.
I'm thinking it might be time for a Gurner t-shirt that says you never get bored of a Gurner.
Yeah.
Now,
I wonder what making love with a Gurner's like.
Oh, wonderful.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to my brother about it because I saw him at the football and I went, oh, look. I just came out straight with him. I said to him, I've been thinking a lot about Gurners today. And he was like, "All right." And
what do you think of that?
He was really into it. He was like, "Yeah, I think about Gurners sometimes too." And I went through all of this with him, and then he went, "Don't you think it would be?" He had a great idea. So my brother Dommy went, "Don't you think it'd be really good if they on the news or on a television show, they just had a regular gurner who interviewed people like politicians, and they asked sensible, good, sensible, serious questions. But then as soon as the politician started answering, they started gurning.
Yeah.
Right. So Prime Minister, will there be an election before autumn? And he goes, well, I think the people, am I doing it? The presenters go like that.
Increasingly gurning according to the levels of bullshit from the answer you
made. No, just gurn. Just gurn.
Just gurn for gurn's sake, but
also like not reference it and see how the politician reacts. And if they do react, act like you don't know what they're talking about. Like the politician stops and goes, can you stop making, are you okay? Could you stop making that strange expression? It's rather distracting. And you'd go, and the gurner would go, what are you talking about? This is my face. Answer the question.
It could work.
Stop deflecting.
Yeah.
I know what you politicians are. Stop deflecting. This is my face. I actually find that a bit upsetting.
Answer the question.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm here representing the British public.
Yeah.
As a journalist.
So, gurning interviews would be good. In this clip, though, Noel introduces some. He goes, we've got some other gurners here you've brought along with you, including the reigning British champion gurner.
Fuck.
Whose name, get this, is Ron Looney. And Noel is so beside himself with this name, obviously, because it's such a Noel type. Looney is the ultimate Noel word, isn't it? Absolute loony.
A small patch of urine appears in the crotch of Noel's suit trousers.
Looney. He loves saying loon, DLT and
Ron
him by
Looney.
Ron, and he just goes, what a name. He's so
excited. That's Python-esque.
Yeah. And he really is called Ron Looney, and he's got a special sort of Giles Brandreth-style novelty jumper on with, like, a gurning champion knitted into it. Anyway, they all fucking compete. And then he goes, right, we're going to get you all to compete. And there's the original guy who he said, do you need any qualifications? Then there's Ron Looney, right? And then there's a gurning woman, a she-gurner, I think they called them, didn't they?
A gurness.
A gurness, that's it, right? And then there's someone else, and they all have to gurn, right? And guess how Noel decides what the best gurn is? You may have forgotten this, mate, but you'll remember it as soon as I say it. He uses the clapometer. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
a live,
from Opportunity Knocks,
there's a live studio audience, and Noel's got a clapometer. And of course, no, I don't want to spoil. I'm going to spoil it. Ron Looney wins, but. He's not the world.
Well,
he's not the
wins.
Fucking champion for nothing, mate.
He's got a 10-yard head start just with his fucking name.
He is fucking good at it. And the mainly old men, because the first old man he removes his teeth, and then your face just fucking caves in on itself, and it's like at that stage it's like fucking hell, game over, mate.
I wonder if any of them was Tommy Mattinson, who won the world title 15 times. And he took top prize in 86, 87, and then 10 times between 1999 and 2010. Well, that might have been after this period, but it might have been him. But
I've just double-checked this clip, right? It's 1984. It was April 27th, 1984. The fact that Noel is acting like he's never seen... In 1984, gurning would have been going on every day on television throughout the 70s, right? But Noel is... I'm watching the clip now with the sound down. Noel is there in this sort of like... Almost like... He's wearing almost like a safari suit, mate. Right. And his hair is...
Flares?
It's 1984, so I think he's ditched them. But he's sort of got a safari suit, and his hair has got so much sort of... Do you know what? You know he's from Essex, right? He actually looks like a bit of an Essex soul boy of the 80s. Because he's got, like, so much fucking, like, lemon yellow. What they used to call it, sunning. That shit you put in your hair to make it go...
Yeah.
It's, like, proper, like, fucking... Do you remember Loads of Money? What Loads of Money's hair was like?
Yeah.
That's what his hair looks like in this. Yeah, proper fucking 80s Essex hairdo. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's like, I think it's quite cool. Now Ron Looney's come on, and the Gurness, and some, and then oh, and then there's a boy Gurner as well, mate. There's a boy Gurner on it.
I'm a looking child at, Gurner.
There's a child Gurner, which I think is now illegal. I think it's illegal now. But back in the 80s, under Thatcher's reign.
Yeah, you've got to be 25, I think, now.
Yeah, and because you can injure yourself. You can fucking injure yourself.
Your face isn't properly formed till you're 25.
The boy's really good at it. The audience, are, mate, the audience are going fucking ape shit on the fucking clapometer. And the boy's gone cross-eyed as well while he gurns. Oh, and now Noel's turned up with a special gurning prize, which is a gold sort of plaque of a man's face gurning, and it's being handed to Ron Looney, obviously, who looks fucking delighted. It is a wonderful piece of television. There's a huge amount to unpick, and if you look on my Twitter feed, it's there from Saturday the 27th. I retweeted it. Or just look at BBC Archive. I mean, to be honest, we could devote this whole fucking podcast to just looking at BBC Archive.
We could.
Every day.
They'd block us eventually, I think.
Yeah, every day they put out... In fact, BBC, the amount of fucking money they put into dog shit podcasts that no one listens to, right? They'd be better off fucking bugging us than though, and we'll do them a BBC Archive fucking podcast series.
Yeah, I'll give them a call. We'll sort it out.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen. We'll have to stop swearing, probably.
Yeah. Like, but, you know, Sarah Green was on the day before. Sarah Green and Michael Wood. Did you see that one? That got sent to us as well, the TFTM account as well. Yeah. Yeah.
I think they'd probably just post stuff to just please us. Vast majority of it.
I would think so. Yeah, there's so much of it.
Speaking of 1984 and telly, I was just going to say the clapometer, I think, was the first example of high technology that I can remember on telly.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about 1975.
But was it bullshit, Andy? Do you know that those lights was actually linked to the clapping? I don't believe it.
I saw one of those like Channel 5 documentaries about Opportunity Knocks, and I think it was bullshit.
Of course it was fucking bullshit. They didn't have that. That technology would be pretty advanced now.
Like, but I don't know why, because it's one of the things that measures sound. I forgot the word for it.
Is it a sound?
You measure the volume of something.
Yeah.
A sound machine.
Yeah, soundometer. Soundometer.
It's just one of them. You just connect it to a graphic. It was just some bloke with a graphic just making it go.
Yeah, of course it was. Yeah, it's all a fucking stitch-up, mate. It's all a
mate, fucking... I'll tell you is.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, 1984 telly, I've started re-watching Alvida's Impact because they've started showing it again on ITV4, first series, 40th anniversary of it this month.
Yeah.
Great piece in The Guardian yesterday about it, talking to some of the protagonists of the show.
A lot of the casts are brown bread, aren't they?
Few of them, yeah. Mm. Gary Holton, Pat Roach, few of them, yeah. Still astonishingly good telly.
Yeah, well, I watched it.
Honestly, I've been...
I watched it on one of our live tours, lonely in my travel lodge room every night.
Mm.
I was watching it. Yeah, you encouraged me to watch it, and so I did, and I think I got
I said.
Watch it. Go back to your travel lodge. Andy, can I come out for St. Clements after the show?
No!
No, you've got watching to do. Go back to your travel lodge and watch, and I'll be testing you tomorrow on the train.
I'm going to the casino.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it. Remember a few nights in the old travel lodge in various provinces around the UK, eating a takeaway curry from the tray and watching Alvida's Impact.
And it's unedited. They haven't like cut it to ribbons. I think it's got one of them warnings at the beginning. This contains attitudes of the time and various swear words, sexual swear words. Simon Bates used to say. Yeah. Oh, so good, though. So fucking good.
In the first episode, like, what's his name? Jimmy Nailed, like, jumps out of his wife's window to do a runner with them, doesn't he? I remember that bit when it shows them first escaping off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
in the opening titles as well, isn't it? Yeah. And I've just retweeted the link to the interview that we did with Stan here.
Oh, of course, great. One of the writers that was really enjoyable, wasn't it?
One of our two Humans of Honour celebrity interviews that we've ever done. So, yeah, have a listen to that. It's very good. That's about it, I reckon.
Predictions. I'm keen to hear the prediction results this week.
I'm sure you are. Let's just have a little look. We've got, what was this afternoon's Bournemouth Brighton was 3-0, wasn't it, to Bournemouth? So that means, right, because you predicted, of course, West Ham 2, Liverpool 2.
Yeah.
Got 6 points for that.
Beautiful.
I got 6 points as well for predicting Watford 1, Sunderland 0.
Fucking hell.
Well on our
so
teams
we've both
this weekend.
Done it on our own teams, wow.
Yeah. So you've got
I predicted that as well, didn't I?
You did.
I mirrored you.
12 points for you this weekend,
son. Ooh, in your face results, Bot.
That puts you on 125. I got 178.
Yeah.
Which, did I get 8? Yeah, I got 8. That puts me on 107. Live updating of the predictions here. Results bot did all right though. 3, 4, 7. Results bot got 8 as well.
Okay.
But you got
but
12.
12, that's got to be. I think that might be a record haul, you know, since we've been doing it. 12.
It's
not,
up there.
Not many weeks anyone's sure. got a 12. I mean, I don't know whether, what's his name, Spreadsheet Callum might, you know, a real archivist might be able to correct
yeah, he
us
might have.
There.
There will but, be some people
but,
out there.
But 12 is pretty fucking hardcore.
You're now 7 points clear at the top.
Lovely, lovely stuff.
On 125 result spots on 118. So it's looking good. It's looking good. All right, that's it, I reckon.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for listening.
I've enjoyed myself. And, I'm off to program my watch.
Good for you, yeah. Maybe post a picture of it when it's done.
Yeah.
On the Twitter. Thanks very much for listening, and that's that.
That's that.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.